This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim higher, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hey, hey, besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to this week's episode of A World Domination. The suffering is the initiation. Yes, that's right, we are starting off on the shallow end. But you know what? This is actually something I've been discussing everywhere I have gone the last couple of weeks. This idea of the hard stuff coming first. It's preparation, it's the setup. And do you know, one of the biggest things that I've noticed with people, and especially people that have so much like potential and talent, people that are here to do huge things like you, is that people really talk themselves out of it. You know, they go, oh, no, I'm not that great. I'm not that amazing. Everything just sucks. Da, 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 da. No. We don't really learn how to give ourselves permission to actually believe in ourselves, right? That's the problem. It's one of the biggest problems, is that our entire lives we are taught that we're not good enough. We're not enough. We need to be different somehow. We need to be, you know, we need to look different, be younger, be skinnier, have better skin, have more money, better relationships, a more Instagrammable feed, whatever. Basically, this clear message that we get our entire life is that what you are isn't enough. You need something outside of you to make you enough. And when we peel back all the layers like we do in this space, like we do in my coaching space, when we go internal and we actually start looking at what's in there instead of what's out in the world, we start to tap into the fact that we're already enough. We were born worthy. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. Therefore, you can't lose it, right? You are simply created and born worthy, right? And everything else is just stupid conditioning. But it does take courage and a lot of self-awareness to actually sit with that and consider the fact that what if you're actually amazing? And I don't mean like, oh yeah, you're amazing. I mean, what if you are actually amazing? What if there are traits, qualities, wisdom within you that was so intentional, that was put on this planet at this time because it matters, because it's going to make a difference to other people? And this is the conversation that I have with people constantly, is that you know how it's so easy to see someone else's potential? It's so easy to think really good things about other people, and you see them and you think, oh my gosh, they are so beautiful and so amazing and so intelligent, da 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 da. And we do not extend that same kindness to ourselves. Why? Why is it that we would never judge someone else for the things that we judge ourselves for? It's all conditioning, and it's become the norm. And this is literally why I created this podcast, because I was like, where are the spaces for conversations where we actually get to empower ourselves? We actually get to heal ourselves. We actually get to believe in ourselves and tune into what makes us different and special and actually build a life that encourages that, that embraces that, that celebrates it, right? Where are the voices telling you, hey, you're already worthy? What are you going to do with that worth, right? If you're already worthy, since you're already worthy now, you don't have to waste another second trying to earn it, trying to be better. You're already worthy now. You're already good enough now. So now that you know that, what are you going to do with your life? What do you choose to do with your life, right? Now, I've just summed up 10 years of inner work in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So let's just strip this back a little bit, okay? Because I guess this is quite a dark topic, if I'm being honest. But it's also so needed because, honestly, the people that I am here for, the people that I am called to work with and help and serve and, you know, empower, are people that have literally been to hell and back. And I know that everyone, you know, being human, everyone goes through stuff. But there is a difference in what happens to people that are really called for big things. And I'm not sure if you've heard of, you know, the universal laws, like everyone has heard about law of attraction and stuff like that. There's another one, and it's the law of polarity. And if we think about this, we see it everywhere in life, right? The sun, the moon, the light, the dark, right? You can't have one without the other. And so when we think about, let's just assume that you are here to do something huge, whatever that means to you, something that's purposeful, that's impactful, that makes a difference to other people on this planet. Throw out any example. It could be you start a business, you write a book, you open a school, you, I don't know what it is, anything that you, whatever comes up for you, that's for you, all right? So let's say that that's been put in you because it's meant to be birthed in this world by you. It's meant to be created by you. That's why it was put on your heart. These things are not random. Okay, so in order for you to hold that thing, to live that thing, to experience that thing, the law of polarity says you must experience the opposite, right? So, you know, when people talk about the moment they decide they're going all in, they're going to change something, and often the first thing that happens is their life will fall apart. That's the law of polarity, right? It's like, firstly, everything that's not coming with you has to clear out of the way. But also, in order for you to experience something, you're going to experience the opposite. That's just how it works. So the higher your purpose, the higher your calling, the more that you are here to hold, the more light you're here to hold, the more shadow you're going to experience, right? And you can think about it like a trampoline, right? You bounce down hard, you go up high. That's a perfect analogy. And when you go down though, we're going down into our shadow, right? We're going down into our fears, our belief systems, our pain. We're going down to clear out and release and free ourselves from the shame, the anxiety, the depression, the judgment, the belief that we're not good enough, the trauma that we're still carrying, the pain of hurt from things that have happened to us. It's got to be felt. It's got to be released. It's got to be acknowledged, right? And the thing is that is the setup for the bounce back up, right? Because simply it's a different frequency. Everything is energy. The frequency of fear, of shame is so low. But what you're called for, the frequency of impact, love, authenticity, that is a high frequency. So simply, in your body, you cannot hold both at the same time, right? You literally cannot hold both. So you're either going to be operating from fear or love. And I'm not talking here about like the day-to-day thing. Like, it's not your mood any given day. And I think this is a really, really important distinction because, quite frankly, I'm so sick of this high vibe tribe where it's just like, just be positive, just think positive thoughts. We're not talking about a momentary thing where you're just trying to constantly be positive, where it's effort. Because you're actually, if it's effort, it means you're actually out of alignment. Like, if you have to force yourself to be positive all the time, it means that it's not natural. So it means that your dominant state is actually the opposite. And so what we want to do is we want to go within, right? We want to actually look at what's actually happening within me. Because let's just have a little psychology lesson again. 95% of your mind is subconscious, right? 95% of your mind, your belief system, is outside of your conscious awareness. The conscious is this part that's having this conversation right now. But the subconscious part of your mind is the part that keeps your hair growing, your cells regenerating, your heart beating. It tells you, you know, to regulate your temperature when it gets hot, when it gets cold. It's constantly on. Every second of your life, it is on. Scanning your life to look for danger, to keep you safe. And also, It has some other interesting things that we really need to understand when we want to create change in our life, okay? Because your subconscious mind is literally wired to seek out more. So what you believe is going to seek out more of that. And so if you, like what this looks like in a practical sense, if you have not healed, if you are still holding on to all the shame and the hurt and the abandonment wounds from, childhood or a previous relationship, if you're still holding on to that, that's still your dominant state, right? If you haven't actually felt it, released it, processed it, that is still driving your behavior. So your subconscious is like, okay, cool. So we identify as abandoned, wounded, betrayed. And so your mind is going to seek out more of that in your reality. So remember, like I said, everything is frequency. So if you are operating from that place of feeling really, wounded and hurt and betrayed and abandoned, and there's a lot of trauma stuff still going on within your body, your mind is literally going to be wired to find more of that. You're not going to notice all the love that surrounds you. You're not going to notice the healthy people. You're going to find evidence of things that validate your belief. So this is so important. Okay, and I need you guys to really understand this. You are not seeing life objectively. You're seeing life through your own belief system. And this matters so much because when we have gone through so much wounding and pain and trauma, we see the world through that lens, right? And so it feels real. And by the way, I hope that you guys can remember that, like, this is all stuff that I've gone through. So I don't ever want you to feel like attacked or like I'm saying it doesn't matter, because it does matter. What you went through, all that stuff was not fair. So much of it was not even our fault, right? But the thing is that the mind doesn't care. The mind doesn't care who created that trauma or that belief or that pain in our body. It only cares about what we are believing right now. And so for us to actually create the change, to actually go to a higher level, we have to release that belief, that story, that pain, even though so often it was not our fault. We have to clear it ourselves. And this is the part that sucks. And I fully admit this. I've had so much rage over the years, you know, of like spending so much time having to regulate my nervous system, because I was literally raised to learn that life was not safe. The people that are meant to care for you abandon you, betray you, gaslight you, manipulate you, use you. I had so much of that. And so guess what? My whole system was wired for trauma, narcissists, dismissive avoidance, you know, people who would treat me terribly because that's what I was familiar with. And so my mind was seeking out more of what I was familiar with, which then kept that alive, which then reinforced the feeling of no one cares about me. I'm not good enough. Trauma, abandonment, pain, right? And so I had to heal that stuff within myself first before my world changed. And when I started doing all this internal work and I started feeling the grief and the pain, I started looking at the stories that I was carrying, I started dismantling them and actually looking at where they came from, that they weren't even mine in the first place, I was able to start choosing new stories and new beliefs. Until I did that though, nothing changed. And this is the most annoying and inconvenient part. Until we change, nothing changes. And what I see is a lot of people not changing. There's a lot of people who are suffering, who are struggling, but who continue to stay in the same situations that hurt them. What a waste of life. And listen, this is the tough love segment of this podcast, all right? But I'm saying this because I care. I'm saying this because if you are listening to this, if you resonate with me and what I do, you are not normal. And I mean that in the best way. You're not an average person who's just meant to pay bills and die. All right? Like you literally have a calling, a purpose on your life. I guarantee you. Something that is that is here to impact and make a difference to other people. And so everything that you've gone through, all of this suffering, the struggle, the trauma, the pain, the hurt, everything that you have gone through was that polarity, right? That was the trampoline bounce down before you bounce up again. But the thing is, there's no way out of the shadow except through. When you bounce down, it's an initiation. It's an invitation for you to make it very clear, this is who I am. So when that shadow stuff comes up, when you're sitting there and you're carrying the trauma and the pain and the hurt and the unworthiness and all those things, what are you doing about it? Because honestly, most people do nothing, right? They self-medicate. They distract. They look to other people to make themselves feel better. They get triggered by everything. They drink. They whatever. They just stay really busy, so they never have to really feel their feelings or deal with what's going on in their own head. Well, they look to other people to validate them, surround themselves by lots of people so they can feel better about themselves. But it's only ever going to be a surface level thing, right? It's not going to be satisfying. And you see this, a lot of people, they try to control the external, they try to control the surface level stuff. If I look better, I'll feel better. If I earn more money, I'll feel better. If I get into a relationship like this, then I'll feel better. But even if you got those things, you haven't actually changed the problem. So you're not going to feel better. And everyone knows this. How many of us got something that we thought was going to improve our life, and then you're like, oh, it's actually like meaningless. Like this day has not changed me at all. And this is the key, okay? Because what you do, like in those times that you can suffer, and you will, right? It's part of being human. But when those really heavy things come up, you can choose to ignore it, to resist it, or you can find some moments of courage and face it. And you know what happens when you face it? Yeah, there's going to be some discomfort. There's going to be some pain. Some tears, some days of not getting out of bed. I'm just being honest. But it's very short term, because what you end up doing is creating safety within your own body. You start to feel safe. You're showing up for yourself. You're sending yourself a clear message of, hey, I love myself. I choose myself. I matter. Guess what? Confidence rises. Self-worth rises. Safety in your body rises. Suddenly, these old stories and things, you're starting to dismantle them. You're starting to embody a different version of yourself, which means that your state of being changes. All of a sudden, instead of being the version of yourself that feels unworthy and not good enough and traumatized and abandoned, you're starting to be the version of yourself that shows up for yourself, that loves yourself, that chooses yourself. So guess what? Your mind seeks out more. So your mind goes, oh, we are good enough. Oh, what? Like, you mean that all that stuff that happened to me wasn't even my fault? So I don't even need to carry this anymore? Oh, because actually I'm already good enough and I can be proud of what I've accomplished now. I can be proud of who I am now. Oh, so then your mind starts picking up different things, right? Because your mind literally seeks out more. And when I say this, just to really drive this point home of how powerful your mind is, you guys can Google this, okay? There is a process called generalize, distort, and delete. This is the process that your mind uses to filter life, okay? Because there is so much information. We are inundated with data, places, people, things, constantly. Millions of pieces of information a second hit the physical brain. And our physical brain can only process roughly like 132 pieces of information. So it has to create a filtration system, right? Like, what is most important? What is most important is what you dominantly believe. Not what is best for you. Your mind is neutral, right? It's not filtering things to make you happy. It's filtering based on what it thinks is most important to you. And so what you dominantly focus on, what you dominantly believe at an unconscious level, I mean, is what is showing up is what your mind is scanning for. And this is the, like I say, it's the inconvenient part, because a lot of people really have no idea what's going on in their own subconscious, because they're so busy on the surface. They're busy distracting. They're busy being busy. They're busy looking to external things. And so it's just this pattern of, why does this keep happening? Why do I keep attracting people that treat me like shit? Why do I keep running into brick walls when it comes to money? Why do I keep having friends who abandon me? Why am I always alone? Why do I feel like shit about myself all the time? You know, whatever it is. But when you notice a pattern, it's very easy to blame the external world, right? But here, and I say this with so much love, the common denominator is you. And this is not from a place of shame. This is to empower you. Because it's not your fault. If there's a subconscious story or belief running, or, you know, trauma or pain or whatever it is, it's like that wasn't your fault. If you got mistreated to the point that your mind went, ooh, like, I never ever want to get hurt again, and I'm going to protect myself from letting people too close to me, that wasn't your fault. But like I say, it doesn't actually matter to the mind who created the wound. It doesn't matter. What matters now is that the wound is there, the belief is there, the fear is there, and as long as that is still there operating in your subconscious mind, which is 95% of your mind is going to actively seek out and filter more of that from your life. Are you willing to live like that for the rest of your life? That's the question. Because this is where healing kicks in. We can go, screw this, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Like, I'm willing to face the short-term pain, discomfort of actually feeling this, dealing with it, crying it out, coming to me, and I can walk with you through this. And then breaking free of that cycle so that you can actually receive what you want. Because until you do, you're simply not a match. You simply can't hold healthy, conscious, beautiful, kind people when your mind is wired for survival, pain, trauma. Because you'll naturally sabotage healthy people anyway. You will, because it won't feel safe to you. And your subconscious always wins, all right? If the 5% of your mind says, but I know that this person is safe, I can see that this person is amazing and they're treating me really well, the 95% of your mind that is there to keep you alive and safe is going to go, nah, we can't trust it though. Because everyone hurts us, because everyone leaves us, because everyone abandons us. So unconsciously, you will sabotage it. And then you're going to go, oh my God, see, that person left me because I'm not good enough. But actually, that wasn't the case. The worthiness piece, being good enough, being worthy and all of that, is irrelevant. When we can understand that our mind is literally neutral, it's just taking commands. Literally. And the command is what you dominantly believe. And so this is why my entire life, my entire business, my entire podcast is all about the subconscious, because we are not taught this stuff. And if you simply operate on the surface level, the 5%, you will not get to the root of the issues. And until you get to the root of the issues and actually heal them, release them, replace them with the things that you actually want, nothing's going to change, right? Nothing's going to change. And you, as the person that is here to do huge things, big, important things, you must get to this point. Because if we flip this, flip it and reverse it, right? As that song goes. If our mind is constantly seeking out more, I've spoken to you about that in terms of, you know, getting what we don't want. But what happens if your dominant belief, your dominant story internally is, I am worthy. I am intelligent. I'm kind. I am called. I have a purpose to help other people. Everything that I've been through has given me wisdom and experience to help others. What if you're more than good enough? What if? What if the fact that you're even listening to this right now is because you are energetically in alignment? Now think about what I've just talked about here. Your mind seeks out more. So you think that listening to a podcast, about an initiation into something huge is random. Not even. This is literally your confirmation. There is a part of you that knows you are here for something big. You're here for impact. You're here to make a difference. And so all of that suffering, as you heal it, as you release it, it's going to set you up for the opposite, right? And because as you shift your internal beliefs and stories, your mind starts to filter differently. When you start to tell yourself those stories, I am chosen, I have a purpose, I'm kind, I'm intelligent, I'm amazing. And I'm not saying like post this online and be arrogant, but I'm saying there is nothing wrong with self-belief and self-confidence. And in fact, when you understand that your mind is literally bringing to you evidence of what you believe, why would we ever speak an unkind word to ourselves ever again? It has a consequence, right? It's not just, oh, it's not very nice. It has a literal consequence. So as we shift that, right? As we shift away from the negative, the trauma, the pain, the abandonment, the not good enough stuff, and we move into all those beautiful positive things, life becomes a lot easier because your mind starts filtering to bring you more evidence of what you believe. It seeks out more. So you say, I am worthy. Okay, here's some evidence of your worthiness. Ah, I have a purpose. Cool, here's some evidence of your purpose. I'm here to make a difference. Cool, here's some evidence of you making a difference. And you know what, when you get that evidence, it's a lot easier to believe, right? It's like a snowball. But the shift starts within you first. So if you're waiting for the external world to change, it will not. The external world is a mirror for what is going on within you. Literally. So whatever circumstances you have right now, whether it's really like not what you want, whether it's toxic, whether it's cycles of just struggle and stuff that you don't want, like whatever it is for you, it's an invitation for you to go really deep within and ask yourself from a place of so much self-compassion and self-love, what is going on within me? Like, what is this reflecting back to me right now? So if it's a toxic person, what is the fact that you're in that situation still, you haven't set a boundary, you haven't walked away, or it's been a cycle, a pattern of you keep tolerating this. Okay, so remember that your mind creates beliefs in an attempt to keep you safe. Okay, so we're not doing the shame or judgment thing because simply there was a part of you that didn't feel safe. That's why you're in this situation. So we're going to operate from so much self-compassion and so much self-love and simply, you know, observe and ask yourself, what is this reflecting back to me? Is it a lack of self-worth? Is it a fear of what will happen if you speak up? Do you have an experience dealing with toxic people where when you set a boundary and spoke up for yourself, it was met with gaslighting, abuse, whatever, that's actually made it feel really unsafe for you to stand up for yourself? Is that what's going on? It's like, it's going to be different for everyone. But the key is that, A, you look at everything with massive self-compassion and self-love. You're an investigator. You're not here to judge. You're here to love and honor yourself and support yourself through whatever is going on within you. Okay? Because you know what happens is that you will shift through it. You will move through it. Now, a couple of my favorite tools for this, as I always talk about, is tapping, EFT tapping. You can go and get this for free on YouTube. There's a guy called Brad Yates, and he is awesome. He is tapping for everything, tapping for anxiety, tapping for fear of everything you can imagine. He has hundreds and hundreds of videos. The other thing is I like to use a combination of tapping, EFT, hypnotherapy. I am a hypnotherapist. I'm about to become a master hypnotherapist. And NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So basically all of these things, I'm not going to go deep into this, but all of these tools, they're helping us with our subconscious belief system. EFT is amazing because it creates safety in the body. So let's say that you've released something or you've become aware of, oh my gosh, I actually feel really, really scared to speak up for myself. It feels unsafe or I feel really panicky right now. You can literally do a tapping video on fear and panic and it will just calm your nervous system down. so that you can hold yourself in that moment, right? Because if you're in fight or flight, it's not useful. So we need to create that calmness and that stability within your body so that you can actually deal with what's going on. And hypnotherapy speaks directly to the subconscious mind. So it's very powerful for when we're trying to create change and create new beliefs, right? So I love it for that. It goes straight past the conscious mind, straight to the subconscious, which speeds up that process of change. So when we're putting new information into our subconscious, then our subconscious starts seeking out more of that, right? So you can be sure that all of my hypnosis audios that I've recorded for myself, they're all about who I am and being worthy and being good enough and that it's safe. So much of the stuff that I make for myself is about creating safety, safe to be seen, safe to be heard, safe to be successful, safe to receive, right? And so if you want a basic starter, you guys can definitely check out my online store, The School of Greatness. It's all on my website. I have a hypnosis for self-worth, being worthy beyond, what's it called? Beyond belief. I think that's what I called it. I'm worthy beyond belief. And so it starts to shift that belief about being worthy, being good enough, and that it's safe to receive. Those were the three key prompts that I focused on. So that's like super accessible. You can go and download that now. And I also have my Untamed Self-Study program. So if you're a journaler, this is going to be so good because it will give you the prompts. It has four different modules that will walk you through the awareness, the limit. So you're going to understand what's happened to you, why it's happened, how your mind has been trying to protect you and keep you safe, how to forgive yourself and release yourself. And then actually to create that vision to keep you moving forward. Again, very accessible. So those are a couple of options if you want to go deeper into this immediately. And of course, you guys can work with me one-on-one. So my focus sessions are for people that have like a specific thing. So I don't know what's come up for you in this episode. Maybe you've become aware of like a specific fear or something. So you could bring that into the session and we focus solely on that. That's like a one-off session. And then I have monthly coaching, which is way more comprehensive. It's 90 minutes a week and then 30 minutes talking in between. And it includes like five audios, which are, you know, hypnosis and like powerful change agents. And just it goes so deep. So we really rejig your entire life. We create the vision, the goals. We move through all this stuff and I walk with you through it. So yeah, send me a DM. If this is feeling good to you, send me a DM. I always love hearing from you guys what your aha moments were. And just remember, like, the suffering is not without purpose. Okay. The law of polarity. You've been bounced down on that trampoline so that you can fly up. There would be no purpose for you to go so low if you weren't going to go so high. So be brave enough to face what's coming up for you in those low moments. You don't have to go through it alone. But when you do, when you release it, you will rise up. And I 100% believe in your ability to do this. So thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up for yourselves. I'll see you in a fortnight. And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here. And please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at TheMonicaFerguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.